everyone. This is yours truly, Olga. On this program, we're featuring some of the poems of Patience Strong. The first one is Absent Ones. To absent ones, our thoughts go out wherever we may be. Not a day goes by without some tender memory. No matter where our steps may lead or what our lips may say, the heart remembers, keeping faith with loved ones far away. And sometimes in the busy hours or in a crowded place, there comes the fleeting vision of a dear remembered face. A passing word may strike a chord on memory's golden strings and wake the echoing music of the unforgotten things.
Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore, that's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. That's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Patience Strong uses the final portions of praise in the Lord's Prayer in her creation of this poem, Thine is the Glory. Thine is the kingdom. All things lovely speak, O Lord, of thee. The marvels of the universe declare thy majesty. Thine is the power, within thy hand the starry cosmos lies. Thine is the hand that holds the sun, the oceans, and the skies. Thine is the glory, thou art God, and wondrous are thy ways. From unnumbered altars rise the anthems of thy praise. If only we could hold the hours and stay them in their flight. But time goes on and cares not for our pleasure and delight. Golden moments slip into the limbo of the past. And when we are happy, we cry out, it cannot last. Yet time is not pitiless, although it flies away. It carries off the sorrows and the griefs of yesterday. It robs us and enriches us. It heals the wounded mind. It bears us on relentlessly. We are forced to leave behind the dust and debris of the past, the ruin and the pain, pressing on to other things, and so to start again.
Flowing like a river.
Does the peak seem far away? Does the sky look grim and grey? To your dream be ever true. Some day you will see the view where the summit meets the blue. Keep climbing. Do not falter at the last. There's the goal. Hold on, hold fast. You will find it's worth the pain when you drop beneath the strain. Get up on your feet again. Keep climbing. To be loved when you are old, to look around and know that you are wanted, liked and loved wherever you may go. All too soon age comes to us, time rushes swiftly on. Will your heart be lonely when the best of life has gone? Will old friends still walk beside you on life's winding path? And will there always be some good companion at your heart? The kind of person you will be depends in every way on the sort of person you are being now today. So sow the seeds of kindness, so that when your hands you fold, you'll be wanted, needed, cherished, loved when you are old. Patience Strong sets us some tasks for the future. We must recreate the world for generations yet unborn, span the earth with wings of peace, plow the fields and sow the corn, build the road and bridge the river, raise up cities new and bright, heal the sick and feed the famished, turn the darkness into light. Preach the tidings of salvation, fill the air with prayer and praise, spread the message of God's kingdom, usher in the golden days.